Let us now try to ask the Lord for his blessing in this morning hour. Most holy, most righteous, glorious and gracious God, it is in the morning of this Sabbath day that we are called together in thy house, the place where prayer is wont to be made, the place also where thy word is set forth. Gracious Lord, may it then be in thy favor that we have gathered in this morning, for thou hast yet left us in the land of the living. We have not been taken away by the hand of death. We were not yet summoned to appear before thy judgment seat. Lord, we have been kept and spared, and now thou givest us also the means of grace in this time of grace. And we ask, Lord, give thou the blessing of thy grace in this morning and the remainder of this day. Lord, thou art great, and thou knowest all things. That it is in this morning an hour of preparation, whereas on the next Sabbath day, if thou wilt, that holy sacrament shall be prepared and administered. And Lord, the apostle has said it so clearly, examine thyself whether ye be in the faith. And only if such an examination has taken place, and only if thou knowest of that grace in the heart wrought by thee, and that thou dost make it known unto us, Lord, then there is a place at that table. But the Lord has said, moreover, thy Son, O God, do this a remembrance of me. And how shall we remember him if we do not know him, if he is still so hidden for our eyes? Our Lord, give them light from above, and give thou that discernment, lest we break through and take what thou hast not yet given. But Lord, add all those unto whom and in whose heart thou hast spoken, unto whom thou hast given a place at that table, that they would not deny thy name, and yet confess it in the midst of the congregation. But, O Lord, thou knowest how it is with thy people, that also since the previous time so much has happened, so many sins have been committed, so much guiltier we have become, and so many departures, Lord, and the barrenness is then so awful. But Lord, wilt thou now come in this morning hour and uncover all that is amiss? And wilt thou then declare what thou hast done for thy people, and whom thou wilt have at thy table? Lord, then it is such a close examination that must take place. And Lord, who can then do that work of preparation? Who can preach such separation? Lord, that is in our strength always impossible. It is a people that has to experience, they cannot prepare themselves. But also, Lord, to proclaim that preparation that can only be with the help of thy Spirit, with the light from above, and it needs the application from on high. Lord, give us now in quietness to be together. We bring before thee a mourning family, whereas we have stood around an open grave in this week past, where a beloved mother and grandmother was entrusted to the bosom of the earth. Lord, we commend the family, also the brothers and the sisters unto thee, and that thou wouldest sanctify the calling unto all those hearts, but that also in the midst of the congregation it may yet be a word that is a savor of life unto life, and not a savor of death unto death. For even as in the family twice in a week's time that message came, Lord, what shall now happen in the following days? Oh, we must be prepared at all times. Thy people must be prepared for that sacrament, but everyone must be prepared to meet thee, our Maker. Oh Lord, for that to happen in righteousness and peace, a wonder from on high shall be necessary. Lord, we bring before thee a husband and father, a grandfather, in the hospital, in continuing weakness. Lord, help and strengthen. Give yet some healing and some improvement also for the body. But Lord, visit his soul, as that is the greatest thing needful. But do that also with his wife, with the children and grandchildren, that also in that family grace may be glorified. Oh, then it shall be experienced that here below we cannot stand before thy face. And how shall we then stand before thee in eternity? Over godly sorrow that shall bring about repentance not to be repented of. Lord, remember the sick and the ailing, also in the nursing homes, together with family and others that take care. Lord, it is such a serious matter to become old, having heard that truth so many times, and shall it and all testify against us. Lord, there are still of the older ones in our midst, or listening at home. Oh, if never grace has entered, wilt thou then cause it to enter today? Because the times are evil and our days are short. And how long shall it be when we are then called to appear before thee? Remember those in the prime of their life who are strong, who are healthy, the young. But, O Lord, we have also heard of a girl in a neighboring congregation, so suddenly and then so serious. And thou knowest, Lord, how it is with her. Remember then that whole family. And also, Lord, if she is still in the land of the living, remember her, could it be, as the daughter of Jairus, also 12 years old. And it was a girl with grace. Lord, we lay it all before thee. And wilt thou give unto our young people, unto our 12-year-olds, that earnest warning, be ye also ready. Set thine house in order, we shall die and not live. Oh, now it is still possible to pray, to seek, to call. Lord, convert and yet. Remember then, young and old, also the little ones that have been born in the past times. Wilt thou strengthen, wilt thou sustain and give that new life? Be then with each and every one, also those who visit. May it be for a blessing. Lord, visit thy Zion, wherever it is upon the face of the earth, lonely ones, scattered hither and yon, perhaps also in prisons or in persecution, it is known to thee. But Lord, arise and give grace. Be with thy truly called and sent servants. Anoint them, Lord, and give them faithfulness. Also unto all those that labor in the vacant places. Be then with Jew and Gentile, and those who labor, oh, that it may be in truth and uprightness, with thy blessing, and wilt thou yet build thy Zion, even from the ends of the earth. Lord, look upon us then. The cares, the needs are many, also of those who grieve and mourn, orphans, widows, widowers, the handicapped and the burdened ones. Lord, the prodigal sons, and bring them back, also prodigal daughters. Wilt thou now help us in this morning hour? Go before us with the light of thy countenance. May there be yet Aaron's and hers, but Lord, also we lay before thee those who are full of riddles, perhaps desires, and yet no opening, questions, perplexities. Lord, declare it in this morning. And wilt thou then prepare thine own people? Lord, that is needed, not only once, but time and again. Gracious God, grant what we cannot miss. And wilt thou be in our midst? May thy favor be shown. Lord, open yet the heavens and show us thy glory, that it may be such a day of the Son of Man, that sinners shall be converted unto thee, thy people edified, and thy name glorified, for Jesus' sake. Amen.